Intercessory Prayer, Chapter 2, Intercessory Prayer. Key Verse. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Introduction. In the last lesson you learned that intercession is praying for others. An intercessor is one who takes the place of another or pleads another's case. When you pray this way, you are interceding. Intercession may be defined as holy, believing, persevering prayer, whereby someone pleads with God on behalf of another or others who desperately need God's intervention. Full Life Bible. It is upon this type of prayer that the remainder of this manual focuses. In this lesson, you will learn the biblical basis of intercession and about our model for intercession, the Lord Jesus Christ. You will also learn how to do intercession and why it is an important ministry. The biblical basis of intercession. The biblical basis for the New Testament believers' ministry of intercessory prayer is our calling as priests unto God. The Word of God declares that we are a holy priesthood, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, a royal priesthood, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and a kingdom of priests, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. The background for understanding this calling to priestly intercession is founded in the Old Testament example of the Levitical priesthood. The priest's responsibility was to stand before and between. He stood before God to minister to him with sacrifices and offerings. The priests also stood between a righteous God and a sinful man, bringing them together at the place of the blood sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 11 through 19 explains the difference between the Old and New Testament ministries of the priest. The Old Testament Levitical priesthood was passed on from generation to generation through the descendants of the tribe of Levi. The Melchizedek priesthood spoken of in this passage is the new order of spiritual priests of whom the Lord Jesus is the high priest. It is passed on to us through his blood and our spiritual birth as new creatures in Christ. The model intercessor. The Bible records that God's purpose in sending Jesus was for him to serve as an intercessor. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. Jesus stands before God and between him and sinful man, just as the Old Testament priests did. For there is one God and one mediator, intercessor, between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Jesus brings sinful man and a righteous God together at the place of the blood sacrifice for sin. No longer is the blood of animals necessary, as it was in the Old Testament. We can now approach God on the basis of the blood of Jesus, which was shed on the cross of Calvary for the remission of sins. Because of the blood of Jesus, you can approach God boldly without timidity. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Jesus was an intercessor while he was here on earth. He prayed for those who were sick and possessed by demons. He prayed for his disciples. He even prayed for you when he interceded for all those who would believe on him. Jesus continued his ministry of intercession after his death and resurrection when he returned to heaven. He now serves as our intercessor in heaven. How to intercede. As intercessors following the Old Testament priestly function and the New Testament pattern of Jesus, we stand before God and between a righteous God and sinful man. In order to be effective standing between, we must first stand before God to develop the intimacy necessary to fulfill this role. Numbers chapter 14 is one of the greatest accounts of intercessory prayer recorded in the Bible. Moses was able to stand between God and sinful man because he had stood before him and had developed intimacy. Numbers chapter 12, verse 8, records that God spoke with Moses as a friend to a friend, and not through visions and dreams as he did with other prophets. As New Testament believers, we no longer sacrifice animals as in Old Testament times. We stand before the Lord to offer up spiritual sacrifices of praise, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, and the sacrifice of our own lives, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It is on the basis of this intimate relationship with God that we can then stand between Him and others, serving as an advocate and intercessor in their behalf. Peter uses two words to describe this priestly ministry: holy and royal. Holiness is required to stand before the Lord, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. We are able to do it only on the basis of the righteousness of Christ, not on our own righteousness. Royalty is descriptive of the kingly authority which is delegated to us as members of the royal family, so to speak, with legitimate access to the throne room of God. Sometimes this priestly intercession is done with understanding. This occurs when you intercede for others in your own native language and you understand what you are saying. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. At other times, intercession is made by the Holy Spirit. It may be with groanings resulting from a heavy spiritual burden. It may also be in an unknown tongue. When this happens, the Holy Spirit speaks through you, praying directly to God according to the will of God. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. You do not understand this type of intercession with your mind, but it is the deepest level of intercessory prayer and the most effective, because it is made according to the will of God. Your mind and will do not affect the prayers prayed by the Holy Spirit through you in an unknown tongue. Why intercession is important. Intercession is obviously important because of the emphasis Jesus placed on it in his own earthly ministry. Its importance is also revealed in the biblical record, which is filled with the stories of men and women who experienced powerful results through effective intercession. Through effective intercession, you can go spiritually anywhere in the world. Your prayers have no limitations of distance, as they can penetrate unreached nations and cross through geographical, cultural, and political barriers. You can affect the destiny of individuals and entire nations. You can actually help save lives and souls of men and women, boys and girls, and extend the gospel of the kingdom of God around the world as you intercede in prayer.